Feminist Podcast and Channel. I'm your host, Steph Desar, and in today's episode, we are going to be diving deep into this new cycle of 2025 and what is the first moon of 2025. We have a full moon in Cancer. There is a lot of energy around this, so I am going to give you an update on what it means, the astrological movements, the different trines and conjunctions, also touch on what 2025 means in terms of numerology briefly to give some context to the year ahead, and also give you a sense of this 111 portal that we're just sort of peeked out of, and it's still very present as we go into this full moon, and it plays a purpose. It's relevant to the energy, and I will pull some channel messages with tarot towards the end. So before I get started, don't forget to like and subscribe to this channel. We're Divine Feminines on all major podcast platforms. That's Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and many more. And you can also catch us on Instagram. We're Divine Feminines with a Z at the end. Why like and subscribe to this channel? Well, I will be providing you with more moon manifestation content, energy updates, astro updates, where I find them most intriguing and I feel most aligned that I can bring you the best messages. But I also share content on empowering your best self, balancing your masculine and feminine, and really stepping into your power and manifesting the life of your dreams. I talk a lot about manifestation, but in order to create the external, you have to work inwardly. So let's get into this. When is this new first full moon of 2025 happening? And then I'll take a step back and go into sort of 25 and also the 111 portal. But I want to talk about this full moon in Cancer. For me, I am a Cancer rising, so it's a big one for me. It's in my first house. It's a powerful time. And shout out to one of my good friends that said, you got to record something. And I haven't recorded since last year, September. So it's been a gap. It's probably my biggest gap in my podcast. Forgive me. That I haven't put any content out. I've been busy. I've been doing some great work. I've been really getting into my purpose. I knew that there was more that was coming and I had to sort of let go a bit. And, you know, we're here to create, of course we are, but I had to have my moment for me. And there's only so much you can do. So I feel that that time out was necessary, and you will see other content from me, not just about the Divine Feminines, mind, body and soul, but humanitarianism, philanthropy type based activities where I'm really wanting to give. I've got a big heart, but also give towards the likes of Africa, children, education, as part of my mission work. So it becomes an even bigger purpose and a more exciting one, and much more fulfilling when you can connect with people face to face, because doing things online is great, but also I want to be present, and I want to be present in spaces and moments where I can really bring the most. So, enough about me. This full moon in Cancer is happening on Monday the 13th of January. If you're in the UK, it's at 10:37 p.m. And if you're in the US, like EST time, it's 5:37 p.m. So whether you're rounding up work or you're at home or about to like get ready for bed, it's quite a nice time actually, because you could, if you're in the UK at least, you could, you know, have quite a relaxing evening and connect with the moon. Cancer, for those that you don't know, it's represented by the crab sign. It's a water sign. It's deep. It also represents mother archetype, and also home and family and ancestry, and also that feeling of sense of home within you. So, you know, when you think about the crab as well, the crab can be quite hard on the outside but quite soft in the inside. So there's moments of this full moon. Obviously a full moon is when the cycle has ended, like 28 days, and it's reached its tipping point to release. And Cancer is quite a emotive energy, watery energy, so you may feel riled up, might feel, you know, emotional more than usually. Water signs are quite used to being in, like, dealing with their emotions. If you're air, fire, earth, it can feel a little, depending on your top three, your earth, your sun, moon, and rising, you might find it a little bit alien or find it uncomfortable. But this energy, and actually this full moon, is positioned quite well to help you work through those frustrations and transmute the emotions. Because any emotion, whether it's feeling really sad, feeling really frustrated, feeling really passionate or excited, they're all valid and they all are important because we have to work with them and transmute them and keep focusing on our path and keep focusing on our inward journey of self-discovery and self-awareness and self-development. So what will come up around this time is releasing emotions, frustrations, anger, any kind of emotions. That will all come up around this time. What may also come up is things that, if you look back 6 months ago to the Cancer new moon, which was sort of around July, early July, what were you setting intentions on around then? And what were you calling in? Can you remember it was summertime? I vividly remember, and actually it's quite interesting because I'm seeing some things come to their full circle in a really good way. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's the cycle. So look back and see what it was that you were trying to call in, manifest, create, build. And you may actually start to see remnants, signs, synchronicities, and just even just the full thing coming to its fruition. Maybe not all of it comes to its fruition, but you start to see it. So that would be a great moment. It's funny because they always say a full moon is to release and let go, create space. But there's a lot of this new moon that's part of like things manifesting from past intentions being set and the work being done. We're also in Capricorn season. So it's all about building stability, focus, life path, creating those foundations. So, you know, in the Cancer full moon, it's about energetically and emotionally letting go of things that might not no longer serve purpose and be relevant for our emotional foundation, our internal foundation, the ecosystem that we cultivate within, outdated beliefs, thoughts, thought patterns, behaviors, anything, the way we see things, lack mentality, all of these things. But the emotions that get connected to it as well, and like the feeling of insecurity, instability at home, relationship to mother, a lot of these things can come up, right? So be kind to yourself, take it slow. I personally have been feeling quite like I just want to be in hermit mode right now. So I'm in the beautiful Bali. Thank you, Mama Bali, for holding me yet again for another beautiful moment of my journey. And I specifically chose Bali because, well, Mama Bali just holds you, and if you're prepared to do the work and be inward, you really do get that opportunity to do that basically. So like I said, lots of feelings of frustration might come up, all kinds of other sort of past memories, so ancestral things. Sometimes we're holding things ancestrally through our family that we don't realize that we hold, whether it's emotions, thought patterns. But as we become more self-aware, we're like, we might go, why am I thinking like that? Because I don't remember having that as a conscious decision that I'm going to think like that. So remember, you are the owner. You can control how you feel. You can do all of that. No emotions are bad emotions. So don't just disregard emotions, because then you start to create this emotional sort of baggage and it's there. It's still with you. You might not think it is, but you're avoiding it. So please don't avoid it. Please use this energy to address it, confront it. You may even find that you need to confront people. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Mars has gone back into Cancer. Mars has been doing the rounds. He's been in Cancer for quite some time. He was in Cancer in the autumn fall, and then he went into Leo, but he turned in retrograde. So now he comes back into Cancer and he's going retrograde. Now Mars in Cancer is not exactly, you know, a smooth sort of place to be, because Mars is fire. It's like confrontation. It can be quite full on, whereas Cancer is a bit more inward, emotive, emotional, but not in a bad way. So it's two very you can call it conflicting energies. But when Mars is in retrograde in Cancer, it's a moment to reflect. Retrogrades mean going backwards, but not really going backwards. I like to say taking a step back and reflecting, and then thinking about what you really need to readdress, recalibrate, reevaluate. do you really want to be showing up in that way? Do you really feel that these things are necessary for you? And what it will bring is you may have quite, you know, the Mars retrograde in Cancer, especially on this full moon, it's not as intense because Cancer's in its home in this full moon. So that will feel like, that will feel like it's supposed to be there, right? It will flow in many ways, even if you're not got, if you've not got water that present in your top three. It will flow, it will be easier. But the Mars retrograde in Cancer can make you feel these frustrations, like things that you're starting to go, actually, no, that doesn't sit right with me. I'm not happy with that. No, I don't want that. Or I don't want to interact with this or to do that or to be around this person or to partake in these, I don't know, these events or outings or projects. And it could be to do with work at this time of the year because we're in Capricorn sun season. So it could be to do with life plans, could be to do with business, to do with career, to do with stability and foundation as well, and family and home. So when you think about that, like, really invite it in. 11-11, as I saw that. So there could be some, like, whoo, you know, like these really quite awakening moments, like, oh my God, I didn't even think of that. So, like, go with your intuition. And you may need to confront. This is a time, and I say confront, confront the situation, confront someone. You also are going to feel like you're wanting to clean up, let go of connections or step back from connections. Things are going to come to the surface where you're like, I don't really need to interact with that person. I don't really know what value they're bringing me. And that's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm doing it all the time. Like, I am so, I call it, you know, I say ruthless, but it's not really ruthless. It's just being intentional and focused. I said ruthless to a friend yesterday and she was like, no, it's intentional and focused. And I was like, yeah, too right it is. So, you know, ask yourself, are you in connections, friendships, dynamics where you feel it's not equal or you're not getting the support, you know, like you're not really getting the support that you want, but you feel that you give it. Now, we don't, you know, everyone's love language is different, but you've got to feel like there's reciprocity and there's some watering of each other. If that's not the case, some people are just around you to see what you're up to. Some people are just around you to monitor you, to see how far you're getting in life, to see how well you're doing, and to try and get like the cheat code. But what they don't realize is there ain't no freaking cheat code. It is about the inward journey. And that can frustrate those people because they can't hack it and then they step back or they want to know more, but they just don't want to do the work or they're just not really, you know, an energy match for you. And so clearing out those connections, those situations will bring in space, but also allow you to call in more for your 25, right? For your new cycle. Now, I believe that the new year starts in the astrological new year with Aries season. So when we get into spring, when it's actually looking like new life, right? They put us on this 12-month calendar and all of this jazz. Let's not get into it, but there's a lot more behind that. And maybe at some point, if I feel like I have the right insight to share, I will talk about this myself. So yeah, just be prepared to set boundaries, distance. Sometimes you might need to just take a step back, review, and then come forward and do the confrontation, whatever it is for you, right? So don't feel any type of way. Like, I'm sure a lot of people probably think I'm super quiet right now, but at the end of the day, like, you know, no news is good news. And I've got to put myself first. And that's the way I see it. You know, I have to, this is a critical time for me to get myself aligned and focused on what I want to do for this new cycle, for my months to come. Because yes, I don't believe that this is a new year, but it is in business. It is in so many other ways. So there's a lot of planning. There's a lot of things that I want to get myself in balance and, you know, focus for. And so same for you guys. So the other things to be mindful of is on the same day, it's a really interesting one. This is why I find this, there's gonna be some unexpected blessings coming in. So be ready for it. There is a trine with Uranus in Taurus. Oh, now if you know where Taurus is in your chart, then look at that house and understand what that could be. It could be the 11th house of dreams, wishes, and networks. It could be the house two of money and material success and what you eat, what you consume, your face. Or it could be house one, you as a person. Wherever that Taurus sits, Uranus is going to be doing this this conjunct with Taurus, and it's trining this full moon. What does that mean? Uranus is the planet of innovation, of quick disruption, of change, of technology, of new ideas, of things really shifting. And it's exciting. Uranus can be disruptive, but always know when Uranus comes, it's just like a bit of a Pluto death rebirth. But when Uranus comes, it's bringing new ideas, new solutions, and really shifting out the old. Like, we don't need that idea. Those things don't work. Let's go forward with this business plan, or let's go forward with these innovations, this technology, this solution, this way to show up, this way to run a dynamic, these types of relationships, these types of boundaries, whatever it is, and whatever house it sits in. So Uranus will bring that energy. It will be a novelty thing. It will only bring positive. So positive change, innovations, insights, like things to do differently to help you. So stay open, be open, call it in. You know, you can even affirm it, like, Uranus, come and show me, bless me with this conjunction to Taurus and this full moon. Like, bring it in. You might not see it on the actual day specifically. It can be happening and then it starts to unfold a bit more. So pay attention to that. There could be some unexpected surprises and blessings coming your way. And when you affirm it, it's just going to happen. So remember that. And the final thing is that there is also a supportive connection with Neptune in Pisces. Neptune is sort of dreamy, deep, can create that vibe of illusions. But in Pisces, really, you know, gets into the depth of emotions and transmutation and clearing. So this aspect actually helps you to let go. If you need to cry, cry. Like, I constantly say this to people, like, I'll be crying for like 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes, and all of a sudden I'm jumping up and down and dancing. Like yesterday I was out in the club unexpectedly, just dancing, having the best time of my life. Earlier in that day I had to have like a cry and transmute and just work with the energies. I didn't even know why I was crying fully. And then I had to sit with it. Some of it came to me, some of it might have not. I'm like, yo, like, this is what it is, right? So allow yourself to let go, release the tears, journal. And you can write affirmations and write a cleansing list of what you want to release. It could be like forgiveness. I think forgiveness is a big thing when we think about Cancer, home, family, the past. Things you want to forgive from the past, because sometimes you think you've forgiven, but then when that person comes back up and you bump into them, or they contact you because, hey, Happy New Year, whatever it is, you feel some type of way, like, why are they contacting me for? Like, go away or whatever. So why are you getting so frustrated? What's wrong? What's bugging you? Because maybe you haven't fully released it or forgiven them. And no one's saying that you don't have to forget what someone's done, but the forgiveness creates a lighter space inside you. The forgiveness allows you to focus on your heart space, keep it open, stay in the vibration of love, and call in all the goodness that you deserve. So when you don't forgive someone, you're only just holding yourself back. It's resentment. This is why I love little kids and babies, because they just don't know that at all. So there's no such thing as resentment. They are just open and free entities. It's just so light. So how can you be in that light space? So let go, let go, let go, let go. Cry it out. And then maybe, you know, in the days to come, do something that's fun or brings you joy or whatever. Or you can do that the same day. But these energies still pertain to the days that follow. And some of this release will go on until we get to a new moon, which will be in Aquarius, which will be an interesting one. So finally, I will talk about the year 9. 2025 adds up to a number 9. And 9 is, you know, very much a completion. So this year, completion, unfinished business, focus on self. So this year can be a moment of like tying up loose ends, finishing off a business plan, finishing off the final part of a project, delivering on a final, you know, an end result. Like you might have been on a project for 3 years, this is the final year, or it's the final couple of months, whatever that looks like. It could also be, you know, in respect to you, like you've been on this journey and now you're at this pinnacle point and there's this final like completion of, you know, things that you've learned in the last few years to kind of wrap that as you step into a new. But it doesn't mean that you're not already stepping into a new, right? You don't have to wait till the end of the year and go, oh, I'm stepping into new. It's just that energy of wrapping up things, going, right, that's understood. I've understood that journey or that chapter. Wisdom, wisdom, and keep it moving and count the wins. Count the wins, count, you know, appreciate the losses, get the wisdom. Even things might be wrapping up in terms of friendships, in terms of romantic cycles, in terms of a job, in terms of where you live. Things might be wrapping up, or you may have already been trying to wrap them up and they really solidify in this time. And you're really in that space of stepping into that power of you. Nine is also the humanitarian number. So I know that my destiny number is a 9 and it's the number of a humanitarian. And I'm definitely, from a personal perspective, stepping into more of that. And I'm so excited for what that will bring into this year. But like, how are you giving back to the earth? What is, you know, are you understanding your soul's purpose? Because we are here to create, not to consume. And if you come on this earth thinking that it's just here to consume, which there's a lot of lower frequencies that are doing that. If you're on this video now watching it, you are not going to think that. So I'm pretty sure, or that you're understanding that we are here to create. And when you know that you have gifts and you're here to create and to give back to this world, then you're part of the bigger form of creation, and all of the blessings, all of the alignment, all of the connection really starts to come through even more, and your healing gets accelerated because you know you're part of something very powerful and that you are always supported and you're never alone. So I hope that helps. When you're doing your full moon ritual, you can do loads of things like be in the bath, have a really lovely bath, have a salt scrub, salt bath if you don't have a bath, salt scrub, shower, or do a water cleanse while you're in the water. You can write out like things that you want to let go of, people you want to release, forgive. You don't need to always call up a person and go, hi, I'm forgiving you and I'm releasing you. Like, okay, I'm 3, 2, 1. You do that inwardly and so much happens externally. It's the energy shift that changes the external reality. And I've learned that so much in the last how many years. I don't always have to really say something's done in such a finite way. You don't always need to go and speak to someone for closure. That is one of the biggest myths. Anyway, as I was cutting the deck, I see the Emperor with the World. So closing out big, big cycles, but being the boss of your life. Knowing and going with that power. So anyway, I'm going to ask Spirit to call in the highest and best messages at this time for the Divine Feminine Soul Tribe of what they need to know. What do they need to know for this Cancer full moon, please, Spirit? What do they need to know? Highest and best messages, please. Right, got 3 cards out. Right, I'm going to pull reversals. So we've got the Strength card coming out. So you're really being given that strength right now. That's Leo energy, but you know, I also feel that even though that's a sun there, it looks like a moon. So the strength to really go through, but she's on this lion. She's wearing red. She's quite grounded. She knows what she wants. She's got the power, right? Or he's got the power. We've got the 3 of cups in reverse. So it's like a moment of like, taking a step back, maybe needing to be by yourself, not being with everyone. And the 7 of Pentacles, materials upright, which is, you know, building. She's like, can you see here? She's building a path for the longer term. 7 of Pentacles is about building for the long term. So, highest and best messages. I've got the 7 of Cups. So, making a decision may be something that comes through. And I pulled 4 and pulling 8, and then I'm going to tell you my overall evaluation of what I'm feeling here. So we'll pair up the top 4 with the bottom 4 and see what we get. Oh, another 2. And they wanted to fly again. So we had the Five of Swords in reverse. It flipped again, but it's Five of Swords in reverse. And we had the Hanged Man, which is being paired up with the Three of Cups. So it's like really taking a step back. And I said that, didn't I? Look how this all just aligns. And like from being in your head, you might have been in your head quite a bit. So you're being given the strength right now to sort of like allow that to like shift and transmute. And some of that will be emotional. You've got the Three of Wands in reverse. Now the Three of Wands upright is like planning, manifesting, and building. In reverse, it could be like something's not manifesting or coming through, but it's paired with the Seven of Pentacles. So it's this feeling of, you know, keep on building. You might not see the results yet, but don't get fooled by the external reality. Hold it true within yourself. Affirm what you're calling in. I am love, I am light, I am abundance, I am success and beautiful. We've got the Magician, and the Magician's there with the Seven of Cups. So that's an amazing, interesting energy, because the Magician with the Seven of Cups is like, well, you can manifest anything, but you need to get clear on what you want to be manifesting. So there might be several decisions you need to make, get clarity around things, but you have the power of the Magician. I'm going to pull two more cards because I want to get a little bit more clarity around the Hanged Man, the Stepping Back. Let's see what we got there. Two of Cups. This could be romance, could be business partnership, it could be a new journey, a new project. Great energy, but it's like you are going to be taking a step back before you embark on that project, that business venture, the romance, or you know, you're just really kind of considering things. And this Magician with the Seven of Cups, let's get something else here. And we've got the Queen of Cups, which is your typical Cancer archetype card, right? So this is interesting because it's almost saying, I really feel like it's saying, give yourself the love. Love yourself, pour into you, fill your cup. And this is where the whole, you know, you might be deciding, what do I need to release, actually? Because I'm giving to situations that are not fully given to me, or this doesn't feel equal, or you know, there's not real reciprocity here. And that will affect you manifesting. So I think there's an element of like, feed into yourself, and then you'll get clarity, right? And you'll create the space of what you need to create, and you've got the Magician energy. You will manifest. There is on the bottom of the deck the Five of Pentacles, which can feel like lack or being at a distance from things or not having it. So this is a real moment to just release those frustrations. If something hasn't happened, know that the universe is redirecting you to what you're destined to have, and it'll be better than what you even think. So try to get out of that mental egoic mind, because trust me when I say this, my 2024, things happened and manifested beyond what I even was even trying to call in. And they were beautiful, they were abundant, they were magical, they were just life changing. And I didn't even call those in, but I was surrendering as much as I could. So when you are open, the change comes, and so many unexpected surprises come. So be here for it, like, because so much greatness can come for you too. So with that being said, I hope that helps. And I'm gonna love you and leave you until the next time. Mwah. Love, peace and light, Soul Tribe. Happy full moon in Cancer. See ya.